בוקר טוב. תראה, זה יום רביעי בשבת קודש, כ"ב באב. Today's learning and breakfast are sponsored לעילו נשמת שרה בת ישעיה, זכרונה לברכה. Thank you, Ben David family, שכח. So we are beginning a new chapter in the Yitomei Devorah. Says the Ramak, this is Perek Rebi'i. He'ach yargila adam atzmo b'midat ha'binah. So, we're working down, we're working our way down the Sfirot. We started with the Keter, then we got to Chokhmah, and now we're up to Bina. Bina, as we're going to see, is very apropos for Chodesh Elul, because Bina is all about Teshuvah. You can even see that it is hinted in the Amidah, V'chonenu mi'itecha Chokhmah, Bina, Vada'at. Chokhmah was in Atachonen. Bina is a reference to the very next bracha, Shivenu avinu letoratecha. So says the Ramach as follows, V'hu lashuv b'tshuva, she'en davar chashuv kamoa. If a person wants to cleave in the midah of bina, bina is understanding. What is the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This midah is to be chozer b'tshuva. Mipene she'im metakenet kol pegam, u'chmo she'derech ha'bina lemate kol ad-dinim ul'vatel merirutam. Just like the celestial attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of bina has the ability to sweeten any of the harsh dinim, kacha adam yashuv b'tshuva v'itaken kol pegam. So too, a person creates dinim and klipot upon himself. Yeah, klipis. How does a person do klipot? How does a person make klipot? Avonot. Person does avonot. There's more and more and more klipot, and those klipot create dinim. The chachamim teach us in Pirkei Avot. Yeah, asa mitzvah achat, kana lo, peraklit echad. Avar avera achat, kana lo, kategor echad. When a person does amonot, he creates heavenly prosecutors. In order to nullify those heavenly prosecutors, a person has to be chozer b'tshuva, because otherwise, a person will always be surrounded by a cloud of din, by a cloud of heavenly judgment. Says the Ramak, u'mi shemeharer b'tshuva kol yamav, gorem sheta'ir habina b'chol yamav. If a person ponders thoughts of tshuva, the Rambam writes that ikara teshuva is balev. It doesn't have to, it's wonderful if it's verbalized, but ikara teshuva is balev. The Gemara says in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Nuntet Amud Bet, the Gemara says, Ha'omer, if a person tells a woman, Hareat mekudeshet li, al menat she'ani tzadik gamur, person's mekadesh al tenai. He says, on the condition that he is a fully righteous person. Says the Gemara, Hare zo mekudeshet. She's mekudeshet. Says Rashi, mekudeshet misafek. Why? Shem mehirher teshuva belibo. Because what? Even if he's Rasha Gamur, this guy's mamash Al Capone. Vema? He goes and does, mekudeshet al menat she'ani tzadik gamur. A person can become a tzadik al yedei hirhur teshuva. If a person walks around during the day with thoughts of teshuva, that is a way for a person to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midat ha-bina. The Gemara, towards the end of Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Alef, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer le-talmidav. Rabbi Eliezer told his students a pasuk in Kohelet, Bechol et yihyu begadecha levanim, v'shem l'roshecha l'yachsar. A person should make sure that his clothing is white at all times. What's that a reference to? He says, says Rabbi Eliezer, Shuv yom echad kodem mitatach. Do teshuva one day before you die, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a pikadon. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a deposit. That's the neshama. One day he's going to come without warning, and he's going to say, okay, give it back. And you have to give it back in the same or better condition that he gave it to you. So he says, for that reason, always do teshuva one day before you die. Shalu talmidah v'chi yodea adam yom moto. Should a person know the day he's going to die? And he says, Lachen, says Rabbi Eliezer, what should you do? Do teshuva every day. V'nimtze'u kol yamav b'tshuva u'ma'asim tovim. Every day, treat every day. You know, it's mamash lehefich, the exact opposite of the goyim. They say, you know, treat every day as if it's your last, and therefore what? Party.
YOLO.
We also should treat every day as if it's our last. But says the Gemara, how so? Treat every day as if it's your last, because you might be summoned tomorrow to meet your maker. And tomorrow you have to give din b'cheshbon. Da, me'ayin bata. עקביה בן מהללאל אומר, הסתכל בשלושה דברים, ואה אתה בא לידי עבירה. דע מאין באת, ולאן אתה הולך, ולפני מי אתה עתיד לתן דין וחשבון, לפני מלך מלכי הקדוש ברוך הוא. Person's going to have to give justice. You can't, you know, finagle a kadosh baruch hu. In this world, you know, finagle means, you know, you can, in Hebrew it's called limroach. Right? You can
sweep under the rug.
Yeah, you can finagle people. Kadosh baruch hu, there's no, huh? There's a pasuk also in Kohelet. Ve'en shilton b'yom ha'mavet. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. When a kadosh baruch hu summons us, that's it. And Hashem says, ma'asita. Malamata, right? What did you learn? What did you do? How come you didn't do this mitzvah? How come you did that avera? What are we going to say? Treat every day like it's your last. Mamash. Nobody has an interest. I was very interesting. You know, some of the most interesting conversations in life happen in two places, two very interesting places. Taxis and barbershops. Okay? That's the way it works. Lokacha, right? For some reason, taxi drivers and barbers always have a lot to say. And very interesting stories. Yeah, especially Israeli ones. Israeli taxi drivers, they're already, you know, they're like second to the prime minister. Yeah, they all okay. Tov bekitzur.
And then bathrooms.
Bathroom the sulda be zelot zanua. That's shchanaruk siman gima. Yeah. Ha rama nachon nachon. Aval mikol makom. So I was in the barber shop. From place, they know halachot v'zeh. So the barber that day, one, not my barber, but the one next door, he was talking to, you know, the barber. Okay, you know, let's not make, you know, whatever. Bekitzur, mikol makom, so he's speaking to him, he says he's going to Levaya today, he's going to a funeral. So the barber was cutting my hair, they said, you know, look inside when, you know, when they're burying the person, look inside and, you know, get acquainted with where you're going to go. He said such a lashon. He didn't know that he was saying the Gemara. The Gemara says, "La'olam yergiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer ra." A person should always try. What should you do? Yikra kriyat shema, yilmad Torah, and if not, what? Yiskor yom amita. It's always good. Kabbalistically, it's not so good. But going to cemeteries is always a good way to be chozer b'tshuva. My parents are neighbors with the cemetery. Right? So a lot of people, everybody knows real estate next to cemeteries. Not so good. People get a little freaked out. My father told me he was a little nervous before he bought the house. It's a Jewish cemetery. I said, Abba, it's a wonderful thing. I would love to live there. He said, why? He said, so I told him, number one, they're the best neighbors. No, they don't bother you. They don't, you know, there's no complaints. Akol tamid b'sheket b'nachat b'shalvar. And number two, every time, every morning you wake up and every night you go to sleep, chozer b'tshuva. You always remember. Ulana taholech. Where are you going? Everybody, can you imagine looking at a cemetery and doing avonot? It doesn't make sense because like
I live by
Yes. Yeah, so, no, so over there don't look. Huh?
You know
where
I'm dead.
Aval, Nikon Makom. So back to this barber. So he's like, oh, so he said look inside. So the other guy said, no, I don't have to. I looked at the guy mid haircut. I'm like, what in the world are you saying? What do you mean you have time? You have a document signed? You have a life insurance policy from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? They have another 10 seconds to live? What are you talking about? What do you mean you have time? Right? Especially during, you know, coronavirus kind of changed the world. Yesterday and last night we had a siyum in Queens on Masechet Shabbat. So I said, thank you. So I said, anybody who doesn't change during coronavirus is a lost cause. Anybody who did not change, anybody who's midot or perception of this world, point of view didn't change as a result of the virus, they're not going to change anymore. I said, ya Habibi, you know, there are people who you think, you know, people who got the virus and then in a matter of a few days, that's it. You know, people with, you can say, even people without any pre-existing conditions and they were in, you know, the prime of their health, v'chule v'chule. Person has to realize there's no guarantees. Look inside, look deep. We all share the same 6 feet. And you know what? At the end of the day, person has to, it's a tremendous thing. So if a person wants to live out his life, kol kulo chozer b'tshuva, that's the way to be mitdabek b'midat ha'bina, v'mechayav me'utarim b'soda teshuva ha'anyona. So now, one more piece. Ure, ki kemo she'teshuva yesh b'shoresh kol ha'nimtzaot b'soda yovel, v'areshoresh ha'chitzonim sod ne'ad dinun ha'nichlal b'kdusha. בסוד הגבורות נשרה שם, והתפשט משם בעיקרי התפשטות חרון אף. He's talking about very deep Kabbalistic concepts right now, and he's saying that the dinim, there's a river in Gehinam, there's a river called Nehar Dinur, which means in Aramaic, that's the river of fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes all the neshamot of the Rishaim, and he dips them in the mikveh in a river of fire to purify them. So he says, and that, huh? Yeah, but he's saying, and this is the quintessential place that Midat Adin spreads from. Uvsod v'yarach Hashem etreach ha-nichowach, yachzor ha-itpashtu ta'ol mekoro, v'yumtiku ha-dinim v'yishkot e-charon. The anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calmed as a result of what? V'yinachem Hashem el-ra'a. As a result of Bina, Bina is the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that serves to appease, to kind of finesse Midat Adin. ככה האדם בסוד תשובתו עושה את סוד זה, שלא תאמר שתשובה טובה לחלק הקדושה שבאדם, don't just think that תשובה is good for a person's קדושה qualities, אלא גם לחלק הרע שבו מתמתק כעין המידה הזאת. Even for the bad thing, even for the bad attributes that a person has, the תשובה has the ability to be ממתיק, to sweeten the din. And that is, we're going to continue tomorrow, בעזרת השם, the origins of Midat Abina, where it came from, and why that is relevant. Be'ezat Hashem, we'll continue this tomorrow. Yom Tov Mvorach, Hatzlacha Rabbah.